Man, well, it's good to be here once again. I asked Becky at lunch what I should preach on tonight, and she said more Bible prophecy. Amen. So apparently people just can't get enough. And I know that these guys up in the front row that drove up here from the prophecy conference, they want more prophecy, right? Amen. And I mean, this is like prophecy overload the last several days. But believe it or not, I've got some stuff to preach tonight that I don't feel has been covered in this conference. There's so much to talk about. And so this morning I preached about Gog and Magog, and I went through a lot of details in Ezekiel 37, 38, 39. And tonight I want to talk about Luke 21. There's a lot of preaching from the Olivet Discourse when you're talking about the post-tribulation, pre-wrath rapture. But the vast majority of the time we're in Matthew 24, or we're in Mark 13. And those two chapters are pretty similar to each other. Luke 21 is pretty different than those two, although there are a lot of things in common that make it crystal clear that it's a parallel passage. Amen. And what I really want to cover specifically tonight is the title of the message, which is the desolation of Jerusalem. The desolation of Jerusalem at the midpoint of Daniel's 70th week is something that a lot of people don't fully grasp. It's kind of a meat of the word. It's kind of a deep subject. But let's just go through chapter 21 and see what else it has to offer, and we'll get to that key point in a little bit. But for now, let's start out by looking at verse 8 where the Bible reads, he said, "Take heed that ye be not deceived, for many shall come in my name, saying, I am Christ, and the time draweth near. Go ye not therefore after them." And we know that there are a lot of false alarms and fake dates that are set out there. There was a big hype about September 23rd, 2017. And there's this bozo on YouTube named Robert Breaker. And he basically has built his whole YouTube channel on these fake predictions. He gets millions of views. What will happen on September 23rd, 2015? What will happen on September 23rd, 2017? And he's already setting it up for 2018. Because on his little chart, he's showing, you know, 1947 is the budding of the fig tree, 70 years is a generation, and then, you know, it's got to happen in this generation, so it's going to happen on 2017, September 23rd. Well, that never happened. That didn't pan out. So then I know what they're going to say next. Well, it wasn't really 1947, because it didn't really become a nation until 1948. So then they're already setting it up for what? 2018. Since when is a generation 70 years? Anyway, you know, when did a 70-year-old give birth recently? But what they're saying is, well, the same people are going to be alive. So I've decided that before they'll finally shut up about that budding of the fig tree, we're going to have to wait until the year 2068. Right? Because they're going to say, well, you know, some people could live to be 120 years old. So if a baby was born in 1948, you know what I mean? The oldest man alive, he's sort of like Simeon, you know, waiting for Christ to be born so that he could go home to be with the Lord in Luke chapter 2. So finally, in the year 2068, we can say, all right, will you admit now that it had nothing to do with 1948? Anyway, I'm kidding. But in Luke chapter 21, he tells that there are going to be false Christs, fake antichrists, people that we think, hey, this is the guy, people that we think are the false prophet or the antichrist, and maybe wars that resemble the final struggle, and we think this is it, this is the end. And there are going to be false prophets and people who say the time draws near, it's going to be on this date or that date. And I think what the devil's trying to do is kind of wear people out, where there's so many false alarms that people are going to start saying, where is the promise of his coming? What made me really mad was the billboards that said that Christ was returning in such and such the year, I think it was 2011, and it said the Bible guarantees it. That's blasphemous, because then when it doesn't happen, everybody says that the Bible was wrong, when the Bible said no such thing.